Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
Shalom, my dear friends and dear brothers and sisters. We are studying together the Gospel of John, Besorat Yohanan, and we are looking into the last portion of John chapter 11, verses 41 to verse 57. Please turn in your Bible to this portion and please follow me as I'm reading this very important section. We read in verse 41, "Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth, Eliezer, Ura, Vatzea. And he that was dead came forth bound, hand and foot, with grave clothes. And his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, Loose him, and let him go. Then many of the Jews which came to Miriam, and had seen the things which Yeshua did, believe on him. But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done. Then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council and said, What do we? For this man doeth many miracles. If we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him. And the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation. And one of them, named Caiaphas, being the high priest that same year, said unto them, Ye know nothing at all, nor consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation perish not. And this spake he not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Yeshua should die for that nation. And not for the nation only, but also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad. Then from that day forth they took counsel together for to put him to death. Yeshua, therefore, walked no more openly among the Jews, but went thence unto a country near the wilderness, into a city called Ephraim, and there continued with his disciples. And the Jews' Passover was nigh at hand, and many went out of the country up to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves. Then sought they for Yeshua, and spake among themselves, as they stood in the temple, What think ye, that he will not come to the feast? Now both the chief priests and the Pharisees had given a commandment that if any man knew where he were, he should show it, that they might take him. And this is the end of the reading for this ministry meeting, beloved brothers and sisters and dear friends. This is the final passage here in John chapter 11. If you remember, when we began the 11th chapter, the study of the 11th chapter of the Gospel of John, we mentioned the fact that in this 11th chapter, our blessed Lord Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, is seeking to develop the trust in Him, the faith in God and faith in Him by those that were around Him. In the first 16 verses, He sought to develop the trust and the faith of the disciples in Him. And then in verses 17 to 40, Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, sought to develop the faith and the trust in Him by Miriam and her sister Martha when Eliezer, Lazarus, their brother, died. And that's why Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, did not come immediately to Beit Onya, to Bethany. And He waited 2 days, and then He came after 2 days. And when we arrive to the third section of John chapter 11, verses 41 to verse 57, we see the third desire of Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, to develop the faith and trust in Him by the Jewish community in Bethany and around, who came to comfort the sisters of Lazarus, who just died 4 days earlier. Well, we have seen already from verses 17 to verse 40 how the sisters of Eliezer believed on Him. You remember, beloved friend, that both of them said to Yeshua, "Lord, if Thou hast been here, my brother had not died." That's what Martha said. Later on in verse 32, Miriam said, "Lord, if Thou hast been here, my brother had not died." They believed on Him, yet the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, seek to develop their trust in God and the trust in Him. You see, you and I also, as believers in the Lord Jesus, in the Lord Yeshua HaMashiach, we also, though we believe and are forgiven and redeemed, yet in our walk with the Lord here in this world, how oftentimes we do not simply have this childlike trust in God, childlike trust in Yeshua, Jesus our Messiah. And oftentimes we can say, "Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief." And so, beloved friend, dear brothers and sisters, it is so precious to see how the Lord Jesus the Messiah now seek to help and develop the trust in Him by all the disciples, Miriam and Martha and the Jewish community, both of the surrounding villages and the city of Jerusalem, and also specifically here in Beit Onya, Bethany, where Eliezer was buried. And so you notice that we have concluded in the previous verses how the Lord said in verse 38, 39, and 40, "Jesus, therefore, again He was groaning in Himself. He came to the grave where Lazarus was, and it was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. And the Lord Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, He said, 'Take away the stone.' And then Martha, the sister of Eliezer, that one that was sick and died, said unto Him, 'Lord, by this time he stinketh.'" In other words, there's so much odor because He's already 4 days dead. He decayed by that time. "And so Yeshua said unto her, 'Said I not unto thee,'" this is verse 40, "'that if thou should believe, thou should see the glory of God?'" So He challenge here. Didn't I already tell you that if you will believe, you will see the glory of God? My dear friend, how wonderful to see, on the one hand, the graciousness of the Lord towards a beloved one that he loved so much. He loved Martha, he loved Miriam, he loved Eliezer, he loved people of Bet Onya, he loved the people of Israel, he loves you, he loved me, and he wants us to believe on him and to trust him. Said I not unto thee that if thou would believe, thou should see the glory of God? And so here where we enter into the portion that we have before us in John 11, from verse 41 to the end of the chapter. And here we see Yeshua is raising Lazarus, Eliezer. It is interesting just to mention that the word Eliezer, Lazarus in the English, but in Hebrew, Eliezer, come from two Hebrew words. Eli means my God. Ezer means help. My God is my help. My help cometh from the Lord. That's the one that will help. He is the one that will help all those who trust in him, even though at times he allows us to experience trials and tribulations in our life. And because we are living in a world that is filled with groanings because of sin, we are, even as redeemed and forgiven people, we are part of this world. That's why Shaul, Paul said in Romans chapter 8, for the whole creation groaning. And not only they, even we ourselves. And here is the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, came from heaven, the perfect one, God the Son, who became a man, the holy, harmless, undefiled, coming into this world. And you see that which brought upon this world the consequence of the sin nature that we all possess. And he himself, notice, on behalf of mankind, in verse 38, Yeshua, therefore, again, groaning in himself, comes to the grave. Do you think he would go there to a funeral service and be there without to do something about it? And here he came. He came to raise Eliezer, he came to the tomb and he teaches us the lesson that he have already mentioned to them. I am the resurrection and the life. Ani hu hatchiya v'hachayim. I am the resurrection and the life. So notice in verse 41, they took away the stone from the place. Do you think he needed them to help him with that? He could take the stone himself by saying, stone, move. After all things were made by him, and without him nothing was made which was made. He is the creator, God the Son. But he delight in the participation of those that believe on him, in seeing and participating in the greatness of his person, and in his grace that he provided for mankind. So they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. That dead is Eliezer. Eliezer was the one that was in that grave. And you notice, I think this is some of the most beautiful verses in the Bible when we find that Yeshua is praying. You see, verse 41b, and Yeshua lifted up his eyes and he said, you notice that his eyes are open. He's looking up to heaven. Many times we find lifting up his hands, lifting up his eyes. And he's looking towards the heaven and notice what he says, Abba, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I know that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. Again, beloved brothers and sisters, you see, the whole gospel of Yohanan was written for the express purpose that men might believe that he was the eternal Son of God who was sent by God the Father. We read in John 20, verse 30 and 31, "And many other signs truly did Yeshua in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, that Yeshua is the Mashiach, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name." So he lifting up his eyes, he's looking towards heaven, speaking to his Abba, to his Father, and saying, "Look, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I know that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me." Here Yeshua the Messiah is praying. He is praying. What a lesson it is for us to pray, to communicate with God for every situation in our lives. When there is a need in our life, how much we can learn from our Lord Yeshua the Messiah who prayed. When he fed the multitude in the Galil, in the land of Israel, in John 6:11, Jesus took the loaves, and when he has given thanks, he gave thanks. Here we find him, "I thank thee, Abba, I thank thee, Father." He gives thanks at all time to his God and his Father. What a lesson to learn from our blessed Lord Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 25, we read, "At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Abba, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight." He is praying constantly, beloved brothers and sisters. Yeshua the Messiah is finding himself praying. What an example he become for us who believe on him today. You remember in John chapter 17, those verses we all know, which we will continue in our, as we study the Gospel of John, we will go through these verses. Verse 1 says, "These words spake Jesus. He lifted up his eyes to heaven and he said, Abba, the hour is come. Glorify thou thy Son, that thy Son may glorify thee." Wonderful to see Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, constantly is finding himself praying for every situation on behalf of his people, on behalf of this world, on behalf of you and I. Just one more verse that I would like to mention. Even in the garden of Gethsemanim, Gethsemane, Gat means an olive press. Shmanim is an oil. The garden where the oil is being pressed. It is the garden of Gethsemanim where he was pressed in anticipation of his death for the redemption of mankind. Yeshua said to the Father in prayer, "Father," Luke 22 verse 42, "if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." When he was anticipating his death on that Roman cross, he knew that he will be judged by a holy and a righteous God, and he prayed in the garden of Gethsemane, Gethsemanim, "Abba, if thou be willing, remove this cup of God's righteous indignation against sin, to remove it from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." And sure enough, dear brothers and sisters and dear friends, here now we find Yeshua praying. And he lifted up his eyes and he said, "I thank thee that thou hast heard me." And so we read in the next verse, verse 43, the words at the Lord Jesus the Messiah calling for Eliezer's resurrection. And we read in verse 43, "And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, 'Lazarus, come forth!' Eliezer, Ura Vetzeah in Hebrew." Notice he used the name Eliezer. If he had not used the name Eliezer and he would just say, "Come forth," everyone would have come forth. And why? Because of who he is. He have already said, "I am the resurrection and the life," in John 11:25. Here he's specifically calling one single man by the name of Lazarus, Eliezer in Hebrew. And he calling specifically to him, and he said to him, "Eliezer, come forth." And you notice that we read in verse 44, "And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, 'Loose him and let him go.'" Amazing. When you really see here what happened when the Lord called this man by the name of Lazarus to come forth, to remind you that he was calling someone who was dead. He was calling someone who was decayed by now after 4 days. His body was decayed. He was calling one and raising him physically from death. I'm reading this verse again, verse 43. "And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, 'Lazarus, come forth.' And he that was dead," look how clearly the scripture is clearly telling us, "he that was dead came forth." He that was dead came forth. Now that teaches us an amazing lesson, my dear brothers and sisters. There are many, many spiritual lessons that we can learn from these passages here, especially from John 11, the resurrection of Lazarus. "He that was dead came forth." Now, I want to make for a moment an application before we're going to move along here in this passage to remind you that the Lord Jesus said of himself in John 5, in verse 28 and 29, he said, "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation." In other words, the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, is the one that is the one who is the resurrection and the life. In the same John 5 and verse 24, we read, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but pass from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father has life in himself, so has he given to the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment, also because he is the Son of Man." So notice what we find out, that when he gave the word, "Eliezer, come forth," Eliezer, who was dead, came forth. Imagine, who has the power to give life to one that his body is in the grave? He, notice that, "he that was dead came forth." It's teaching us tremendous lessons. to remind you, my dear friends, that the Lord Yeshua HaMashiach, who is God the Son, He has authority over everything. He has authority over the dead. He has authority over all. He can speak a word, and one that was dead could receive life. Now, we learn from this another lesson, and I believe the spiritual lesson is very important for us to understand. You see, even though you and I today are physically still alive, we haven't passed away. The very fact that I am still sharing the Word of God and you are listening and hearing that message proves that physically you and I are still alive physically. But to remind you that we are all by nature were born in sin. We have inherited the sin nature of Adam and Eve, and this sin nature is dead in trespasses and sin. This sin nature that we have simply means that we by nature are spiritually dead. So God wants to restore us to Himself and to give us new life, spiritual life. And so Ephesians, Paul reminded the Ephesians in verse 1 of Ephesians chapter 2, he said to them, "You has He made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins." In other words, remember, you were dead. Verse 5 says, "Even when we were dead in sins," Ephesians 2, 5, "He has quickened us, raised us," this is spiritually, "together with the Messiah, by grace are ye saved." Again and again, the apostle remind the believers, you and I, that we by nature are dead in trespasses and sins. We are spiritually dead. And that's why when we believe on the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, we receive, we have been raised.
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitan. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 1 p.m. at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.